Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Recently, we featured the Vision Pioneer Awards. The inaugural ceremony took place in 2016, so fingers crossed for years to come now. Many of the winners have been chatting with us, and today we're joined by Irene Akesis, who picked up the award for Campaigner of the Year. Irene, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.
So tell me a little bit, first of all, about the campaign itself.
Okay, so in 2011, I contracted a very rare but very severe eye disease called acanthamoeba keratitis, which is actually a serious sight-threatening infection of the cornea. It's usually transmitted into the cornea through contact lens wear. Contact lens wearers have the highest risk factor for this disease. And unfortunately, after a number of years of very aggressive treatment, it left me permanently without vision in my right eye. After I got diagnosed with this horrible thing and when it was happening to me, I realized that awareness of the biggest risk factor for the disease, which is water exposure while wearing lenses, was universally quite low. People were aware of how to clean and care and look after their lenses, but they weren't aware that water was a really serious risk. So wearing lenses while swimming or in the shower, handling lenses with wet hands was a really risky thing to do and could set you up for getting this awful disease. So I decided that something needed to be done about that. So I started the No Water campaign to try and raise awareness of this specific issue to do with water and contact lenses being a bad combination. And I've been working at it ever since, just during while I've had treatment for my disease.
You know, we think of water, we don't think that it could cost you your sight. And, you know, many people probably thought, I'll just give my contact lens a quick wash of some water if they don't have any solution handy, or, as you say, in the swimming or in the shower. So, you know, really surprising that it's just not known about.
Yeah, it's actually quite frightening that it's not known about, to be honest, because the severity of what happens to you if you get this awful infection, I mean, I can personally attest to how horrific it really, really is. It's terribly painful. You're extremely light sensitive. You're unable to leave home. I unfortunately lost my job as a result of being in treatment with the disease. The impact is really horrific. In terms of awareness, I think there's a lot of confusion about whether contact lenses are safe to wear whilst swimming, whether contact lenses are okay to wear in the shower. And if I'm completely honest, there's lots of mixed messages out there from the optical sector more generally. So these messages aren't clear. And until the campaign started, I have to say that the messages were even less clear. So some people were saying that it was fine to wear lenses while swimming, and others were saying it absolutely isn't. But no one was really focusing on why, and no one was really focusing on communicating this message to wearers that they should avoid water when wearing them.
Now, when it comes to communicating the message, Irene, what was the feedback like from, say, contact lens manufacturers?
I'm pleased to say that they've actually been relatively supportive of the work that I've been doing. I've had tremendous support from the British Contact Lens Association, for which I'm very grateful, and I want to acknowledge that they've got behind this campaign. It's undisputed that water is a risk factor for acanthamoeba keratitis. There are dozens of papers and case reports which quite clearly make the connection between water exposure and lens wear. So it's not something that really can be disputed on a scientific basis. Obviously, there are concerns about making sure that the messaging is clear and is helpful to people. So I know that the BCLA recommend and advocate wearing swimming goggles over lenses when you're in the pool, and saying that you should never wear lenses without goggles on, which I think is a good piece of advice. My personal preference would be to let people know that actually that's not kind of fail-safe either, and that if water gets inside your goggles, then you're still putting yourself at huge risk.
So what for you would be the best way to get the message out?
So what I did as part of this campaign is designed a very simple, very uncomplicated graphic, a tap in the prohibition sign. That's the kind of icon of the No Water campaign. And it's the way that I have tried to encourage the industry to get behind this. So I think that this graphic should be on all contact lens packaging, a bit like a warning on cigarette packs about the health risks of smoking. So this No Water graphic is just a simple graphic. It's easy to understand. It doesn't take up huge room on the box. And my campaign is all about trying to get the industry to actually include this information on the packaging itself. So BCLA have been great. They've produced stickers to go on contact lens packaging. And as a result of that, the American Academy of Optometry have done their own stickers. And so now they're being used in the States. We're in conversation with a number of other contact lens societies and associations in other countries to try and get them done there. But actually, the ultimate goal should be to get the manufacturers themselves to change the packaging and to put the graphic No Water logo onto the packs themselves. I think that that would reinforce and remind wearers to avoid water every time they reach for a new box. So if they're not seeing their optician for a number of weeks or months even, or some people are purchasing their lenses online and not seeing their optician for a couple of years, this would just help to reinforce the message every single time people go to put their contact lenses in, and I think that would have a huge impact.
I mean, what was it like at the awards? You know, you got the nomination and here you are, you were a winner.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really wasn't expecting to win, I have to be honest. I was up against some really quite stiff competition. I really admired the other campaigns that were shortlisted as finalists in Campaign of the Year. So the Guide Dogs Pavement Parking campaign is one that I had a particular kind of affinity with. And so I really went along to the awards being delighted to be nominated, but not really expecting to come home with anything. So when they called my name, it was a really wonderful moment and I was really shocked. So I found it difficult to kind of fudge my way through a not very good speech to say thank you. But yeah, no, it was just wonderful to have recognition. A lot of the work that I've been doing has been behind closed doors, behind the scenes. It's often been quite hard when you're campaigning. You get a lot of knockbacks. There's quite a lot of negativity, you know, from the establishment, if you like, about what you're trying to do. And that can be quite draining. So to just be surrounded by people who support you and advocate for you and recognising that the job that you're doing is really wonderful.
Irene, congratulations on the award and good luck with the rest of the campaign, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.